Election pollster Ben Efsen says a party like the CPP needs to tackle its campaign programs at the grassroots if it wants to win any election. According to him, the CPP has a bigger task in 2012 than in 2016. Mr. Efsen was reacting to the 2008 CPP presidential candidate Dr. Paul Kwesi Indum's decision to lead the party again into the 2012 elections. He spoke to Abraham Asare on Behind the News.
First, he must be able to do campaign at the grassroots. Clearly, he has a bigger task in 2012 than in 2016. Miracles do happen in politics, because I think that I've always said that CPP's time will be 2016. Of all the seats, all the votes, I think that CPP can do well in certain constituencies. But of the 230 seats now, 180 are safe for the MPP and NDC. Let's hope, I don't know, they're going to create maybe 20 or 24 more seats. Maybe that could carve out a strength for the CPP. But CPP would need to go into 2013 parliament with about 4 or 5 seats, because between the MPP and the NDC, whoever loses 2012, that party is going to be split up. And the party, the faction in the party that loses will come and join CPP. They will not go to the other party.
This assumption, if I can call it so, is it based on any scientific research?
Oh, I think that you don't need to go far, that the MPP, there are two factions, Kufuor Allan faction, Akufo-Addo faction. In the NDC, there's the Rawlings faction and the most faction. Do you agree that these are the two broad factions in the two parties?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you think that the two parties, whoever loses, will come together in opposition. If even in NDC, in government, they cannot. So that is the assumption, that if whoever loses, the tension is going to come out. It will just be very bad for the two parties.
Election pollster Ben Efsen, and we have Richard Nyama, who is a special aide to Dr. Paul Kwesi Indum, in the studio. Thanks for joining us. Now, how do you react to Mr. Efsen's view?
Well, I think his views are not far from ours. We believe that if Dr. Indum will perform very well, then we will need to do more campaign on the grounds. And that is why, even in his statement yesterday, Dr. Indum stated categorically that he's helping to raise funds to support 50 parliamentary candidates for the CPP. So that if we are able to support these 50 parliamentary candidates, and likely about 20 of them are able to win seats, then it means we are helping the CPP to get support on the grassroots. So we have already considered these things, and I think his comments are not too far from our views.
You said something about helping parliamentary candidates. Now, what makes you so sure that these candidates, if they are aided with funds or whatever, would win the seats? 20 seats, that's quite a large number.
Well, before Dr. Indum's decision to come and announce this intention, there had been an exploratory committee that went around the country to do some feasibility studies. One of the recommendations that the committee made was that we need to present credible, resourceful, and viable parliamentary candidates in most constituencies, unlike presenting just 230 parliamentary candidates, most of them who may not be viable enough to win. And so this time around, we have suggested that the party should select some constituencies that are likely winnable seats for the CPP, and then we push all our resources, energies, and strategies to those constituencies and make sure that we capture those seats. Because experience has taught us that anywhere our parliamentary candidates have performed well, the presidential candidates also perform well. And so if we are able to support these 50 parliamentary candidates very well, we give them the resources needed, we give them the political advice needed, because we have people in the CPP who have won parliamentary seats before, including Dr. Indum himself. They all have experiences to share. And so when we come on board to bring these experiences to bear to help these 50 parliamentary candidates, then there's a likelihood that most of them are going to win to help the CPP.
Now, what new ideas is Dr. Indum bringing to the CPP this time if he's elected?
Well, he has already stated that he wants to make his campaign a youth-driven one. There is this great perception on the minds of Ghanaians that the CPP belongs to the septuagenarians. They think it belongs to the aged in the society. But this time around, Dr. Indum is interacting actively with the youth via Facebook, via Twitter, via text messaging, and even visiting their campuses, visiting their programs, their hall weeks, and other things. If you witness the just ended CPP Congress that elected our new national executive, you would realize that unlike our previous congresses where we had only old people coming for Congress, this time around, there were the youth in the party who were helping to push the agenda of the CPP. And so we think by the 2010 population census, that tells us that the youth forms a majority part of the population. If we are able to get the youth to our side, then we stand a better chance in 2012.
All right. There's no doubt that the youth do like Dr. Indum, but it may not necessarily translate into votes. What would you say about that?
Yes, once we have already noted that, and we do accept the fact that we are coming from behind, and so we have a lot of work to do. Once the people like Dr. Indum, once they do accept that they are tired of the NDC and MPP, then it means there's opportunity. So now our task is to make sure that we translate that affection that they have for Dr. Indum into votes, so that the affection doesn't become just an affection, but it becomes a political force that can win power in Ghana.
Thank you very much, Mr. Nyama.
Thank you too.
Who's a special aide to Dr. Parkwisi Indum.